E mihi taunu ana ki a koutou whakalongo mai nei ki te reo o te hiko o teika. Tā koutou kai papaho kei konei ko Pākeli Taku kei rungo te waia, ko Matthew Tukaki ko tēnei, ko te heamana o te kaunihera Māori o Aotearoa mai i Tamaki. Nō reira te hoa e te rangatira e Matthew, Happy New Year e hoa!
Happy New Year, sorry about that. My auntie just walked past and yelled out, kia ora, so I have to quickly yell back. Kia ora, good to be with you, my friend.
Kia ora, likewise, Matthew. I knew that you've been pretty busy. People have been on holiday. However, I've been hearing you on Wātea News. I'm not sure just how much holiday you did get. However, it's good to nice to get you back on the line again in the new year. Nō reira, ngā mihi e hoa.
Well, I mean, what do they say? You know, rust never sleeps, right? So we've got to be up at the crack of dawn. No, look, thank you for having me again. I mean, it's going to be a big year for the Māori Council. You are right. We haven't really been quiet over the holidays. We've been dealing with the situation in Kaiakura with the rebuild of that coastal highway where the community came at us and they said, look, we want you to intervene. So we did that last year. And it mainly had to do with barriers being put around the place to really restrict, or that really restricted customary access to Gather and Kai Moana. So the great news is, yesterday the government stopped all other unnecessary construction works, and I've asked the Auditor General to investigate now on whether or not this is just nothing more than a bit of an invoicing scam, whereby the local community remains deeply impacted by unending construction and the construction companies win. So that's been a remarkable achievement. That's been going on since before Christmas. We had the situation at the beginning of this year where the government scheduled Ibrance, which is an importantly necessary breast cancer medication for women who are suffering through breast cancer, but could not otherwise be able to afford it. So that's gone down from anywhere between $40,000 and $60,000 a year. It was funded Tuesday, 3 weeks ago, immediately, which will mean our people, our whānau, our women who are suffering breast cancer, will be able to now procure it on schedule for less than $60 a month. Now, that is a huge achievement for our wāhine suffering breast cancer, and it's designed to give people more time with their families. So it's life-saving, and it could be life-extending as well, which is great news. And of course, we've taken on the Hindu Council of New Zealand for seeking permission through one of their leaders who lives overseas to scatter their ashes of their deceased in our waterways. And we've said, no, we'll put a stop to that. Those rivers are sacred to us. It's where we gather Kai Moana. It's where we live, work and play. And you will not be scattering the ashes of your deceased people in this country, in our waterways. And it was really a message to say to them too, Pārbet. Let's be honest here. You guys need to do more to understand Māori culture than you give lip service to it. So we're taking that fight up. And of course, we've got Oranga Tamariki, we've got suicide prevention, we've got the future of our wardens, we've got the big spectrum claim that's been, well, not settled, but nearly there after more than 20 years, and it's going to be a big year.
Aye, kia ora, absolutely, and that's only just the tip of the iceberg. I fully understand that, and the thing is, E Matthew, you know, it's going around even up here in Te Hiku Muri Whenua, even so we've got good waterways. But what happens that if you tap into the main vein that supplies from the bottom of the oceans, it recycles the salt water back into the whenua and out through the bores, through the torere, through the mountains. If you tap into that main vein a lot lower than the mountains, the rivers stop running, our big lakes start to get lower and lower, and you know and I know we're fully aware of that. There is some kaupapa here where Pākehā organisations have involved, like Chinese and other consortiums from overseas that don't really, you know, settle for 100,000 bottles of water a year being a bottle, but more like a trillion bottles of water, which is being drawn straight out of our water supply in this little land of Aotearoa here. And I've heard you weren't at all amazed with how that was being put into the public and how our Pākehā councils actually supported it. So as
You know, this is a big problem, and let's be clear, there is a drought in many parts of Northland. There's just been a drought declared in North Waikato, and while it might not be on the same level as the horrendous situation they find themselves in Australia, it comes down to one thing, the life source of all life, and that is water. And what we're doing as a country is allowing these local government authorities, whether they be regional councils or local councils, to actually get away with blue, absolute bloody murder. They should not be granting licences to overseas bottling companies to come in here and take a resource that is so valuable to us and so valuable to our local economies that all of a sudden we see a billion bottles shipped off to China or other locations. I mean, it's a money grab, pure and simple. And the other thing I would strongly argue is, even if we did accept that this was going to be good business, exactly how is it good business for our people? And so you cut that life source off, and it's going to impact farming. It's going to impact potentially the aquifer below our below where we stand. It's going to impact our quality of life. I mean, I do not want to see a situation where local communities are having to buy water in from other locations because the well has run dry. And I think this is the problem that we've got. We've got this rush, this insatiable rush to go and sell everything that we can possibly sell to other countries around the world. And yet we don't do enough to sustain ourselves. I mean, we have more than 220-odd waterways that are in the high-risk layer in New Zealand today. When you have a look at where some of those rivers are, many are in Northland. Many of them are in Taitokoro. We've got a rump of them in the middle in Maniapoto District of the Council. And yet when we have a look at what local government are doing, I mean, my goodness, far be it from me to say, but why do we keep on electing the same old people? I mean, it's like John Carter up there in Northland. I mean, I think people forget that he used to ring talkback radio pretending to be a Māori called Hone. Do you remember that?
Yes, absolutely. We do.
So, you know, you've got what we've got to do is push back. Now, from the council's perspective, we've made it very clear to the government, central government, that there needs to be a moratorium on water. Now, the Greens, they said they were going to do something about this before the election. All of a sudden, they get into office, they get a couple of ministerial positions, and next minute, they reverse their decision. They're not doing anything. And yet, they claim to be land protectors. Well, they can claim to be whatever they want, but they're neither protecting our water or protecting our land. And so this is going to be a big issue for Māori in the election. In fact, it's one of the issues we'll be standing on at Waitangi next week.
Yes, absolutely. Machu, I support that wholeheartedly. All kaupapa Māori goes, ngaro te whenua e tangata kore mana. Ngaro te wai ko ngaro te tangata. See, is that a man with no land has no mana. However, a man with no water has no land, has no man. You know, and Machu, so what you are saying is absolutely true. We support that. We're going to be right by your side in Waitangi. We're covering everything through Te Hiku, from the memorial for Nani Whina Kupa, through to the Pōwhiri of the government, whakapuarenga o te whare tohu mau maharatanga, and right through to Waitangi. Te Hiku is covering it all, so we're going to cross paths out there somewhere, so be good to see you face-to-face.
It will be, and the New Zealand Māori Council is going to be there strong in numbers. We are going to be challenging in public, you know, face-to-face, the New Zealand government for the first time this year. And there are a lot of issues that we're going to be placing on the agenda. So I can confirm that many of our district chairs will be attending. We'll be led on by Henry Mason, the chair of the council. The executive members will be there and will be flanked by our New Zealand Māori wardens. And my message to the government is going to be very clear. My message to all politicians out there who would come and try and convince our people to vote for them that words are meaningless unless you actually do something. And for decades and decades, these same wily politicians and their political masters and their political parties have promised us great things, and yet they still fail to deliver. And this is where we're coming from the council, in the spirit of kotahitanga and also mana motuhake. We will be pushing the government that if they want the votes of Māori, then they better get off their backsides. And this includes some of these Māori MPs as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, Calvin Davis is the member for Taitokoro. Come on, Calvin. Show us more than what we've been given at the moment is nothing more than the bottom of the lolly bag.
Yep.
You know, open that lolly bag wide and far. Grant Robertson's got billions of dollars tucked in his thing there. It's time to make investments into Northland, into Taitokoro, and not just forestry and the odd, you know, the odd planting of a tree. And the same for the East Coast Bays, the same for Ngāti Porou, the same over there in Taranaki, the same in the middle of the country in Maniapoto. All of our people expect a hell of a lot more than what we're getting at the moment, and that's a challenge we'll be taking up next week.
Aye, kia ora. Absolutely welcome the challenge and look forward to actually sitting down and actually being by your side or even face-to-face e matu. So until then, e hoa ngā mihi kia koe kore mutu. However, always the mihi to round things off e matu, Māori orara.
Kia ora, kia ora. Thank you very much for having me, and thank you to the beautiful people of Northland, who I'm sure are going to turn out in their numbers next week, and let's all walk together to Waitangi.
Ai, kia ora matu. Ngā mihi Māori ora, kia pai tōra.
Kia ora.
Ai, kia koutou e whakarongo maira ki tērā reo, a tērā ko Matu Tūkaki, tērā o ngā heamana o te kaunihera Māori mai i Tamaki, me a ngā kaupapa ko pakanga nia e ia mō ngā tāngata o te whenua mai i Kaikoura, hoki noa ke ki te hau kāinga nei ngā mihi e kore mutu, anō ko pātēnei e mihi tonu atu nei rā Māori ora.